Book lovers are invited to a special birthday party tomorrow, along with Ralph S. Mouse, Beezus, and Ramona the Pest. Author Beverly Cleary is turning 100.
Back in 1950, Cleary set her first book on a street in Portland, Oregon, just like the one she grew up on, and little boys are still reading it today.
Henry Huggins was in the third grade. His hair looked like a scrubbing brush, and most of his grown-up front teeth were in. He lived with his mother and father in a square white house on Klickitat Street.
Klickitat Street. Beverly Cleary wrote Henry Huggins, as she told NPR's Debbie Elliott, after working with children as a librarian.
Boys particularly ask, where were the books about kids like us? And there weren't any at that time.
Cleary has a gift of writing from a child's perspective.
I'm just lucky. I do have very clear memories of childhood. I find that many people don't, but I'm just very fortunate that I have that kind of memory.
Many people now have her memories of childhood. Ramona audiobooks have been the soundtrack for more long family drives than I would care to count.
Beverly Cleary will celebrate her 100th birthday with a slice of carrot cake.